Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You guys, I am so excited. My new course on behavior, the Practical Behavior Approach, is officially done and ready to go. Enrollment is only open until April 30th. And if you are someone who is supporting a child with frequent challenging behaviors, listen in because this course is for you. This course was designed for any teacher, special ed or gen ed, clinician or parent, working with a child with frequent negative behaviors. This course is going to prepare you with a comprehensive toolbox. You're going to have all the tools you need to prevent problem behaviors, respond when problem behaviors happen, and to build those missing skills. We go in depth into why behavior happens, looking at contributing factors like diagnosis, trauma, anxiety, and sensory need. This is truly a cohesive course where strategies are rooted in the science of applied behavior analysis, but also rooted in trauma-informed practices. So you're going to have both perspectives to develop this really robust framework of strategies that is truly going to be effective. So if you are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or out of answers on how to support your kids, click on the link in the show notes and learn a little bit more about this course and how the training and all of the downloads and tools are going to really help support you on this journey to helping your child be successful. I can't fully express how excited I am to get this course in your hands. Click on the link in show notes. Let me know if you have any questions. And when you get started, let me know how it goes.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
So I recently heard about this idea called the IKEA effect. And the IKEA effect is that we put a disproportionately high value on things that we helped create. So think about it. If you've ever shopped at IKEA, you probably found a shelf or a TV stand or a chair for less than $40. You were really excited. You went through the big warehouse. You found the little letter number combination, carted it home, and then spent approximately 4 hours building your $32 shelf. And you were frustrated and you were angry and you realized half the directions were in Swedish and it was a pain in the butt. But you did it. You built that shelf. That shelf was $32, but you will drag that shelf around to your next 5 apartments and homes. We just moved last year and we brought several pieces of IKEA furniture. Not because I loved them, but because, dang it, I helped build that piece of IKEA furniture. We are bringing it with us. I don't care if it was $32. We are bringing that shelf to our next apartment, even if it breaks along the way. So those things become more valuable to us because we were part of the process of creating it. So today I'm going to talk about how we can apply this theory to our classroom with our classroom staff. So you likely have a few classroom assistants within your room, and there's a variety of ways we can utilize those assistants in our class. We want to make sure to give our staff as much ownership as possible. When I see a staff member that's utilized only to take kids to and from the bathroom and redo task boxes, number one, that staff member is really freaking bored. And number two, they have no ownership in the room. They don't find any value in a lot of the things that the teacher is doing because they don't understand it, because they're not a part of it. They're left out. They're left to just do the little tasks. So we need to give our staff members ownership in the room. The first area we can do this is have them run a classroom center and not just be like, hey, I made every single thing for you. Here you go. Go. Involve them in the process. If you're setting up a fluency center, have them help you make the flashcards. Explain what fluency is. Practice fluency. Talk about all of the spots in your life that you display fluent behaviors. Go through the whole process. Brainstorm together. Where would be the best spot to put the data binder? Where would the best spot for this center go? And have them be part of the process of creating that center. That doesn't mean you need to listen to every single suggestion they give, but it does mean that they need to be part of the discussion. So give them a spot that's theirs, where they're teaching a specific skill. Let them celebrate those victories of when a student has success on that skill, and let them help you troubleshoot when there are struggles related to teaching a specific concept. Ownership leads to responsibility, leads to buy-in. So this is going to get your staff member to be an educator and a teacher just like you. Let's be real. Our job is half special education teacher and half curriculum developer. We have to make so much stuff for our class because we likely have kids on multiple grade levels that are working on a wide range of subjects. It's not like a gen ed teacher that teaches third grade where they might need some second grade materials and some fourth grade materials. No, we're over here at the photocopier photocopying preschool level work and sixth grade level work and almost everything in between. It's a lot of work to make materials. Laminating, Velcro, we need to all go buy stock and coin Velcro right now at the rate that we're all using it. Involve your classroom staff in creating materials. I almost don't see this done enough, and I don't know why. If you're super type A and you're thinking, well, I don't like the way they cut out the pieces or put the Velcro on, you need to get over that. I'm super type A, I get it, but you need help creating all of these resources. If you want to have a great variety of differentiated and individualized tasks and activities, you're going to need help putting it together. That's reason number one. Reason number two comes back to that $32 IKEA shelf that I mentioned. We want our staff to help us create all of these materials because they will find more value in them. As they're making the file folder activities and they see that it takes a lot of time to cut out the pieces and put the Velcro on there and laminate everything, they're going to make sure next time they use that file folder that they're not losing any pieces. They're going to make sure that all of the task boxes are put together nicely and that strewn pieces on the ground, we find the correct spot for it. We're not going to let kind of things get wrecked and ruined because we were a part of making it and we know that it took a lot of time. So not only are you going to be able to kind of teach the process of how a student uses the resource, but likely, your staff members are going to hold more value in those tasks and help you take care of them as well. Another area that you can build ownership is in the area of data collection. We have a lot of IP goals, a lot of different skills that we're working on. And first of all, we can't possibly take all of the data ourselves. So that's definitely something that we'll have to delegate to staff. We'll do some of it, of course, ourselves, but we want our staff to be collecting data also. This will help create buy-in for all of your teaching strategies. It will help explain why you're promoting prompt fading and building independence. When you have staff collect data, they realize, oh shoot, I gave 52 prompts during that lunch break. Maybe I need to scale back my prompting. Data will also help staff really enjoy and identify the progress that students are making. It's exciting when we hit mastery criteria. It's exciting when we can go on to that next skill because it shows that your hard work of teaching that student paid off. And the data is what does that. So really have your staff involved in that process.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I was in the classroom, I had a new staff member to me who had worked in the school a really long time. And you know how everyone in schools talk? Everyone kind of was like, well, she's kind of lazy. She doesn't work that hard. I literally would have never, ever known that because she always worked really hard for me. Because it turns out she really had never been given much ownership in a classroom. And she was just a natural teacher. She was a natural data collector. I called her the data queen. She took data every single day. She knew most of those mastery criterias by heart because dang it, they were going to get to those mastery criterias. And once she had ownership and she had a role in collecting data and educating students on specific concepts, I mean, laziness and her, I really couldn't put in the same sentence because she worked really hard. It's because she had never been given responsibilities in other classrooms. She had never been taught how to take data and how to utilize that data. So really in that scenario, it was night and day on the effect it played, not only on staff morale, but on staff work behavior. So when it comes to data collection, don't be afraid to delegate and pass this on to your staff, because it can have a huge impact on how they value the processes and the teaching strategies in your classroom. Another area that you can build buy-in with your staff is through teaching the why behind the things that you're doing. This is especially important when it comes to behavior plans, because some of the strategies and interventions we use may seem natural to us, but actually they don't make much sense. They actually seem counterintuitive. So you need to take the time to explain the why. Why are we ignoring this child that's telling us to F off right in our face? Well, Ms. Thomas, we're ignoring this child because this is an attention behavior, and by us reprimanding him, we're giving him what he wants, and let's talk about the functions of behavior. Get into those conversations. With your behavior plans, take the time to explain the why. You will not get buy-in if someone doesn't explain why it makes sense. So you have to take the time to really explain behavior plans. Even if they seem logical to you, keep in mind you've been doing this for a long time and you went to school for this. So you want to take the time to explain why the behavior plans make sense for this child to your staff members to get that buy-in. Things that we helped build have more value. That's this IKEA effect that I've been talking about and how we can apply this to our classrooms. So maybe that looks like having your staff help you make file folder activities and make flashcards. This is especially important if they can use those flashcards and file folder activities in centers they run. Have them help you in the start of the school year set up your classroom. Have them help you rearrange the room. Have them create art projects or snacks. Give them the opportunity to pick the game that you're going to play or plan a class party. A lot of teachers, myself included, are controlling, and that's okay. I like to be in charge, but let the reins loose a little bit. Give your staff the chance to be in control, to be in charge, to have ownership of something. They will have more value in the things that are going on in your class because they're playing an important role. When you pick the idea for something, you hope that it works out. So you do everything you can to make sure that that works out as much as it's possible. So think about that when it comes to behavior plans. Teach your staff the why behind the behavior plans that you're implementing. If your staff understands the rationale behind your intervention, they will be much more likely to actually implement that intervention and do it consistently. So within your classroom, when you approach interactions with your staff and when you approach the way your classroom functions, think back to this IKEA effect and think about all of the areas that you can involve your staff in the process, because they will have more value and more ownership and buy-in in everything you guys do together. If you would have told me a few years ago that my favorite part of my job is getting up in front of sometimes a few hundred people and giving a presentation on data or behavior academics, I would have thought you were crazy. I did not always like public speaking. Actually, to be totally honest, public speaking was something I used to be pretty afraid of. But now it's literally my favorite part of my job. I love being in a room of my people, of the special ed world, teachers and parents and clinicians, and everyone that's on the front lines that's working so hard for our students to give them the best opportunities and the best classroom experience. I love being in a room of everyone that understands how hard this job can be, but also how amazing it is and how important those little victories are on a daily basis. When I do a PD, my goal is to bring value. I want to bring action items, ideas and strategies that you can do tomorrow in your classroom. I have sat through too many professional developments that either didn't apply to me or were too hypothetical and philosophical. And my special ed heart always wanted to know, what do I do next? What do I do tomorrow? If you are interested in learning more about how I can come to your school to do a professional development, please visit theautismhelper.com/speaking. There's a contact form as well as a lot of information about all of the different sessions I give. I'm happy to answer any questions and work with your school district. Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.